Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
If you've a small business and want to get your message and your brand out there, sometimes that can cost a fair bit of money. But how about your logo being displayed on the pitchside digital hoardings during one of the big autumn rugby internationals in the Aviva Stadium? That's the prize on offer for one lucky SME, courtesy of Vodafone. But outside promotional events like these, how do businesses get their messages out there? Joe Guilfoy is head of Vodafone Business Ireland and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about the See Your Business Pitchside competition.
This is one of my most favourite competitions that we do. I mean, the beauty of the IRFU partnership is the fact that it stretches across all of our customers. But this particular competition and this campaign is really here to reward the loyalty for our small business customers. And it's fantastic. So what we're going to do is the fact that we give two small business customers the opportunity to see their business pitch side at two of the biggest matches that are coming up in the autumn season. So this is Australia and South Africa.
And you already know that in the countries that will be playing against Ireland in the autumn, are they on screen for a number of seconds or does it stay on a bit longer?
So it stays on a bit longer. I mean, if you think about it, the fact there's 70,000 people in the Aviva alone, there's millions of people watching this at home. And what we do is the fact that we work with the brands, they'll see their brand literally whipping around the Aviva, coming up on the hoardings, coming up on the big screens. But we also do a lot of social media posts with the customers as well. And if I think of previous small businesses that have won this competition, so there's a fantastic print company called Jando, there's Lots & Co, and then there's an amazing cookies company called SOS Cookies. One of these companies saw an increase of 200% people visiting their website, and they saw their new acquisition go up by 20%.
So that once they get the publicity, it's up to those small businesses to ramp up and be able to meet the increase in capacity though, isn't it?
Absolutely. And do you know what I love about the small businesses that we talk to? They are such entrepreneurs. If you think that most of us started our careers really working for small businesses, most small businesses start around the kitchen table, but the entrepreneurship, the agility, the actual want and desire to really, really grow their business is something that I get a huge amount of energy from. And at Vodafone, we're so pleased to be able to support these businesses.
What's it like out there for SMEs? I mean, you are in touch with your clients, small and large. Ignoring the large ones for the moment, what's it like for the smaller customers that you have?
I mean, definitely for everybody, and especially the small businesses, they are facing a lot of economic pressure. We are in volatile times. Things are changing on a very sort of quick basis, from inflation to global uncertainty. But they continue to show absolutely remarkable resilience. And I think that they're really using this time to rethink how they operate, to explore new markets and embrace digital tools. And that's where Vodafone really likes to work with our small business customers.
So what do you do with, I mean, obviously you provide mobile phone coverage for these small business clients, but what else does Vodafone offer?
Joe, we're so much more than mobile. I like to have a bit of a saying, the fact that we connect customers from the sea to the sky. So everything from a subsea cable to satellite, IoT in between, broadband. We're the fastest fastest growing broadband provider in Ireland at the moment. We're number one for voice. But we're not just stopping there. I mean, working with our small businesses, it's the really important part is the fact that digital tools should always be an enabler. They should never be a hindrance. I mean, a small business, you've got enough to be thinking about to growing your business, growing your passion. So what we do with our customers, we work with our partners. We have a really good partnership with Enterprise Nation through the tech hubs, where we seek to help small businesses learn about the digital tools that are out there. We actually bring people together really frequently to share success stories, to share sort of problems,
what
to help solve them.
Kind of workshops type thing?
Yep, workshops. We have them in our head office in Mountain View. We do a lot of webinars online with our really big partners like Microsoft. So really looking to see sort of how they can use AI to help grow the business, not be a hindrance.
You mentioned AI. Now, AI is bandied around quite a bit. How does a mobile phone company, a telecoms company, use AI and leverage it for small companies? I'm trying to work out how they can help.
So we take a lot of the experience of us using it. And I do think there's a little bit of a misconception about AI is the fact that it is only for the massive large corporations. And to be fair, really, we're all on a journey. I would say I'm personally on a journey with how can I use sort of tools like Copilot on a daily basis to make my working day a lot more efficient.
Oh, you use Copilot? Out of curiosity, have you ever asked Copilot to represent you at a meeting? Because I know it has that facility.
Do you know, I haven't asked it to represent me at a meeting, but what I have asked it to do is...
Joe Guilfoy virtually represented in a Copilot meeting. That's a function.
What a thought. I mean, it's something I might look at, actually. I might go back and speak to Kathy, my PA, and say the fact that all of these meetings I've got to go to today, can the virtual Joe go to a few of them for me?
Yes. So you haven't used it yet?
I haven't used it yet, but I'm going to think about using it now. I mean, the way that we use it internally, and then I'll come back to how we sort of take that experience and help our customers, is very much in customer experience. Mm. Customers are at the core of what we do. 60% of Irish businesses do business with Vodafone, so everything I do is about the customer. Mm. So we're using it a lot with our customer care. We have an agentic AI called Toby. Toby.
Sounds very posh, Toby, actually.
It does, doesn't it?
Doesn't sound as if he's from West Cork.
Do you know, he might be. He might be from West Cork. I'll make sure I'll ask when I go back. But we're really using that to be able to proactively and predictively solve customers' problems. And it also gives 24/7 care. We're the only telco provider in Ireland to provide 24/7 care through using AI. Mm. So through talking to our customers, it's like, okay.
But does it give you crap answers though, Joe? In other words, does it going to give you, ask you a series of simple questions, and if you don't answer them, you know, in the straight yes, no, or ABC, that it can't really help? Because that's often the experience with chatbots, isn't it?
I think it's learning really fast. And that's the other beauty about AI, is the fact that it learns really fast. I mean, what I found personally is the fact that I've really learned to do the right prompts, exactly what am I asking? Exactly what am I looking for? But sometimes it's really good to just sit there and think, actually, I've got an idea. Let's put the idea into Copilot. That's another thing that you can do, what we do with the small businesses, is to say, okay, so there's this particular problem that's happening, but what else could you do? Mm. So actually framing the problem well, and then being able to get a piece of feedback that says, well, actually, have you looked at X, Y, and Z? There's this resource here. I think it's a great way to take a thought that's in our heads and actually be able to make it into something new that can help our small businesses grow.
The AI Act was passed last year by the European Union. Quite a substantial body of work. Of course, the Trump administration hates it and thinks it's stifling innovation. What do you make of the AI Act, and what do your clients tell you?
So we were really pleased to actively contribute to the AI Act through working with the Irish government. Mm. And the AI Act really seeks to make sure the fact that the AI being used is safe, it's ethical, and it respects fundamental human rights. Mm. I mean, who's going to argue with that as a basis for it? But what I absolutely firmly...
I know of one white building in Washington.
But what I absolutely firmly believe is the fact that regulation should be there to keep us safe, but it should never, ever stop growth. Mm. That's what it needs to be able to do. We need to grow.
That's a narrow line to tread, isn't it? To encourage AI innovation without preventing, you know, abuses.
Yeah, definitely. And again, I think we're all on that learning journey. Mm. And it's something that there is a constant communication, not just with the Irish government, but back to the EU, but also by utilising kind of Vodafone globally. We do have that sort of luxury and benefit of being the front of a very large global organisation.
Does the Irish government get it? Does the Irish government get AI? I.e., there's a lot of platitudes and there's an AI czar or representative, but do we understand that this is a really big change coming down the tracks?
Yes, I think it really does. And again, what our sort of regulatory team do is the fact that we bring a lot of practical applications of it. We spend a lot of time working with the government, but also the government is very good about asking our opinion about things like AI and how can we use it safely? How can we use it to stimulate growth?
Okay, well, Joe, thank you very much for coming in and joining us here in the studio. That is Joe Guilfoy.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.